Welcome to the Renewed by Truth podcast. Do you struggle with feelings of unworthiness, self-doubt, or just feeling like you are not enough? Do you want to make more of an impact for God's kingdom, but have beliefs that hold you back? Trust me, I have been there. If you are plugging in here today, this is not another self-help podcast, but one steeped in biblical truth. I will help you overcome limiting beliefs, find your true identity in Christ, and live out your God-given purpose. My name is Candy Creech, and this is the Renewed by Truth podcast. Let's get started. Hey friends, it's Candy Creech, your host. Welcome back to our podcast today. I'm going to be talking about quality over quantity. So what does that mean? Do you feel like you want to do more and more and more for God, or there's so much that needs to be done, or you're always doing so many things, or you want to do more and maybe you don't feel like you're doing enough? I really want to talk to you about that today because I truly believe that we get to put in quantity over quality. We want to do too many things instead of giving our best to the things that God called us to do. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. But first, I want to remind you of a few things. Number one, we started our Facebook community. It's Renewed by Truth, Overcoming Limiting Beliefs with Biblical Truth. And I want you to join because I'm going to be doing something extra special in there in July. And I think that it will be something that can really help everyone in the group. I'm going to be telling you more about it on next week's podcast. So I want you to be sure and in the group. So when you're in the group, you'll start learning more about it. But it's just something that I feel like is really going to help you overcome limiting beliefs that you may have and on more of a personal level. So this is something that I've wanted to do for a while. And so I thought I'd jump out there and do it just because I know that a number of people that I'm around, I've seen talk about needing it, needing help with overcoming those limiting beliefs. So be sure and join that. The Facebook group is in the show notes, so you can join there. So that I wanted to get that out of the way because I'm really excited about this community. I've been excited about the people that I've seen join because that's like, I feel this connection to you. So now when I'm talking, I feel like I know who I'm talking to. So that's kind of cool for me. Like, I really like that. So when we talk about if you feel like you're not doing enough, you know, I've been there, especially when you read books by people that maybe they've served overseas on mission trips, or maybe they are a missionary, people that have started organizations that rescue women from sex trafficking. I'm like, wow, I could never do that. Is what I'm doing for God, does it even matter? Like, that is something that's really matters to the world, right? And then, I don't know if you've ever read Bob Goff's book, Love Does, but I read that book and honestly, I could not put it down. So if you've never read it, I highly recommend it. I think I read it maybe in an afternoon. That's how quickly I read it. And it really left me feeling like my life is so small. It's just such an amazing book of the things that he had done and his family and different things. And it's also a feel good book, but it did leave me feeling like, well, I am playing too small for God. I really felt that way. So if you felt that way, I want to say, like, raise your hand. Say, yes, I did. Just talk back to me, even though I can't hear you. So if we are trying to work for God, though, this is what I want to say. If we're always trying to work harder, 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 more, 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 we're never going to be enough. And we're going to have that feeling of what's going to happen is it's going to take us back to this bondage of a works mindset. And we're going to forget that we actually live in faith. We don't live with a works mindset. Are we supposed to serve? Yes. I don't want you to confuse the two here. We are supposed to serve others. Yes, we are. And in Matthew, the Bible says, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. But does that mean that God wants you to work at 100 different things for Him? No. It doesn't mean that, because sometimes we get so caught up in that quantity of I need to do more instead of the quality, then the quality suffers of what we're doing. And we're really never doing anything well, or we're never even doing anything excellent for God because we've got too many irons in the fire. And the other thing that happens when we're all about more, 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 and that quantity, pride creeps in. Pride creeps in when we think, wow, we're doing a lot for God and we're the only one that can do it and there's nobody else that can do it. And if I didn't do it, it wouldn't get done. That pride starts to creep in. And then what happens is we start getting a little burnout. We start getting a little tired and then we grow bitter. And then we're like, yeah, nothing gets done if I don't do it. We can even have this attitude as women at home. If I don't do this, no, it's not going to get done. Nobody else is going to do it, right? And we can have it when we serve at church. We can have it even at our job, in our business. We can always have that attitude. So we really have to watch it, because what can happen when we have that attitude of we're doing more and we need to do more and then we get burnt out, our priorities can suffer. So I want to say, when it says that the harvest is plentiful, you know, it's talking about souls that need to be saved is what it's talking about. And it says the workers are few. But let me tell you something about souls that need to be saved. That can be done in every single moment of every single day, in every single situation that you're in. You can witness, you can lead others to Christ all the time. And sometimes it's not by the word you say, it's by your actions, it's by the life that you live. And those are things that you also have to remember. So if you are, and I'm really speaking, I feel like, to people that are churchgoers and they serve a lot at their church, which is amazing. It's amazing when it's done with the right intent and God called you to do it and your priorities are not suffering. And we're going to talk more about that in a minute. But what I want to say to you is don't be guilted into working. Don't be guilted into it, because that's one of those works that's going to be burned up in heaven, because God's going to say, you know what? You didn't do this for me. You did it because you weren't confident enough to tell somebody no. The other one is don't do it for affirmation or to be seen. Now, this one, I bet everybody says, oh, well, I don't do it for that reason. I would say pray and ask God to reveal your heart, because sometimes we do it to be affirmed, to be validated, because we need somebody to say, you did a good job. We need somebody to see us because we don't feel worthy. We are finding our worthiness in doing things. You have to be super careful with that one. But if you will get a hold to that one, you can make such a bigger impact for God. And don't do it because you feel like you're not good enough and you have this guilt over your past and you just feel like, if I just work harder for God, I can just make up. I can do better for God. He is going to love me more if I do this. I was probably a disappointment to him before and now maybe I'm not a disappointment to him. And guys, that is all wrong thinking. Actually, that is not biblical, because it says in the Bible, it says in Colossians, actually, I didn't even look up the verse before I started this, but it talks about that God sees you as a complete work. When you are washed in the blood of Christ, He sees you seated with Him at His right hand. He sees you as a complete work already. He already knows the end. He already knows what you're going to do, but He's already forgiven you. And you don't have to work for God's love. God already loved you. Remember, it says God loved us first, and He demonstrated that love by sending His Son to die for us while we were still sinners. He already loved you. Okay, so don't think you have to make up for what you're doing by working hard for God so He won't be disappointing you, because that is absolutely not true at all. So I don't know if you've ever heard about the story of Elijah, but if you want to study it and read through it, if you'll go to 1 Kings chapter 17 and start there. So the thing I just want to point out, there's so many things that you can learn by studying Elijah. And I think a lot of it, I feel like parts of it can apply to us in the terms of, and it may be our culture, but we're always very, very busy. And I think we feel productive when we're busy. We feel worthy. We feel needed. We, you know, there's all these reasons why we're busy, I think, as a culture. And when you read about Elijah, God had him in a place for a really long time where he was just waiting, in a place of waiting. And I don't want you to think that if you're in a place that you feel like you're waiting right now, that you're looking for a way to fill that void, because God has you in that place that may feel like waiting for a reason. And most of the time it's to teach us something. It's to refine us. It's to help grow us stronger. It's so we can let go of strongholds that we have in our life, that He knows we can't get to that next level with Him. We can't do that thing that we think we can do until we let go of these strongholds. That's one thing that I really noticed in my own life. He's going to, sometimes He'll remove things from your life that were good because He wants to be God in your life, and He wants to be the only God. So if you have these other things that you are putting as God in your life, and it can be your spouse, it can be your kids, it can be busyness, it can be your business, it can be so many different things, anything, He may remove those because He wants to be God first. And we can never make a bigger impact for Him if that doesn't happen first. So Elijah had announced, God told him, says, hey, there's going to be a drought. He says, okay, and he kind of announced that there's going to be a drought. And then for around 3 years is what I can figure from studying it, after he announced that, for 3 years. Well, first of all, he was fed by a brook by ravens. He's by a brook. He's being fed every day by ravens. Okay, sounds kind of nasty, but that's what was happening. And then God said, okay, go to this widow. And this widow was, he's like, what are you doing? She said, oh, we have a drought. We don't have any bread. We don't have any oil. I'm going to make this last bread for me and my son. Then we're just going to die. And Elijah says, well, make it for me instead. That's kind of funny. But that's what God told him. And she thought it was kind of funny too. But she did it. And then she continued to have enough to make bread for all of them every day. And so he stayed there for a while. So it was about 3 years. 3 years. He was just doing, as we would look at it, and we don't know what in the Bible, but nothing. Okay. He was doing nothing. And we don't know why God had him in that place. But the thing that happened next is, okay, now go to King Ahab, bad king. Tell him that I'm going to bring rain down. But then he had this, God had planned this whole display. And I want you to go read it, because I want to tell you, because it's really, really interesting. That's what I want you to be excited about it. I want you to wonder what I'm talking about if you've never read it. So I want you to go read it. I had this big display to prove that he was God. And then after that happened, then in God's power, he killed all the prophets of Baal. Okay. But then he ran and hid because he knew that, he was probably going to die, or that's what he thought. Of course he didn't die, but he ran and he hid in a cave, and then he was there for a while again. So it's like he had this waiting period. He did this big thing, and then he has this other waiting period before God called him to do something else. So I love this story because we just have to walk in obedience to God every single day. And sometimes that longing of wanting more, it's not a bad thing, because we can pray for those things. I mean, I'm not talking about dreams and things like that. Like, we have all those, and we do want to do more for God, and we do want to have an impact for God. But what I'm saying to you is this: sometimes we can be doing so much that we miss out on the moments that God put in front of us. And that's what I did for a really long time. I was doing so much for God, but maybe he didn't call me to do all that. And then I was missing out on these other moments sometimes. So this is just some practical things that I want to say to you today. And if you hear me, if you listen or you've binged some of my podcasts and you've probably heard me say them over and over again, then I pray that you take heart and you really hear what I'm saying, because there's a reason. There's priorities in your life that God ordained. They're God ordained priorities. And when you get those out of order, your life is not good. Your life is chaotic. You are unhappy. You are depressed. You are not walking in obedience to God. And that is something that is super close to my heart. And so I just want to remind you that number one priority in your life is your relationship with God. We grow in our relationship with God by serving, most definitely. But we do not know who God is unless we spend time studying the Bible, praying, and having quiet time. And I'm not talking about somebody else's words. I'm not talking about a devotional. I'm not talking about a podcast. I'm not talking about a preacher. Those are extra. Those are great things that you can learn from. I'm talking about your relationship with God. If you listened last week, I don't know if you didn't, go back and listen, but I talked about when God says, the foundation is Jesus Christ, and how you build on that foundation matters. He says you can build with gold, silver, and costly stones, and that is going to last. Or you can build with wood, straw, and hay, and that's going to be burned up. That's not going to last, okay? So what he's saying is, so I want you to think about the gold, the silver, and the costly stones, they have to be mined, right? Those kind of things have to be mined. That means they're hard. They're hard to get. They're precious. They're hard to find. That is what you are doing when you are studying. You're building on a foundation that's going to last, because when you're studying for yourself, you're mining those truths out and you're storing those deep down in your heart. And that is going to make your faith grow so much stronger. Okay. So if you're doing a million things to serve, you're like missing the boat. Okay. So God called us into relationship with Him first, spouse, if you have a spouse, second, children, third, other believers, fourth. Like you got to get that right. Or like I say, there's just, you're not going to be happy in life is what's going to happen, because you're just out of order with God. So when I talk about quality over quantity, if you made lunch for a friend in need that was going through a hard time today, and that's all you did this month, that's enough. If God called you to do that at that moment, that's great. He called you to do that. You don't have to work yourself to death. Number two is, do you serve to try to gain favor with God because you can't forgive yourself? And maybe your initial response is no, but you may be doing it subconsciously. So I mentioned that earlier in the beginning. Maybe you're trying to feel busyness and serving God as, I'm doing a good thing for God, but the busyness helps me fill the void. It helps me not think about my past, things that I did wrong that I wish I would have done differently. You know, if you're living in regret instead of living in the present and the future. So if you stay busy serving because you're just running from things that you need to deal with, I'm telling you right now, stop and deal with them. Because that stuff, that, and I call it baggage, that baggage, those hard things that sometimes we don't want to sit in because they're hard and we don't want to think about and we don't want to work through and deal with, they will come back to haunt you. So I want to say, either get professional help if you need it for those things, or maybe it's just a fact of prayer and forgiving, accepting God's forgiveness, forgiving others, or forgiving yourself. It can be so many of those things, because if you keep pushing that down and pushing that down, it does come back. And a lot of it comes back in the form of depression. A lot of it comes back in the form of anxiety, of not knowing where your identity is, of self-worth issues, of feeling like you're not good enough. And then you try to work to be good enough, and you cannot work to be good enough. You already are. It's just what you already are when you're washed in the blood. So I hope that you can hear in my voice today how absolutely important that is. But the other thing, when you stuff all the stuff down that you haven't dealt with, it also impacts the people around you. And the way you interact with them is different because you have this stuff going on with yourself. The way you interact and treat your children, if you don't get your stuff dealt with, then it's going to affect how you parent them. And I see it. I've seen it in myself. Oh my gosh, I see it in my spouse. I've seen it in other people, which of course is easier to see things in other people, but how they parent is because lots of times they haven't dealt with their own stuff. So just evaluate yourself and see if there's things that you need to stop and deal with. And then number four is, look at what you're doing right now. Just look at all the activities that you're doing and where you're serving and what your life looks like. And if you're not having time to spend time with God, or you're serving for some other reason to run away from something, I don't want you to say, but if I don't do it, it won't get done, right? I've heard that so many times. There's only a few people that work around here, and we do everything and nobody else does anything. Well, first of all, God is in control. You're not in control. And He'll get done what He wants to get done. He will accomplish what He wants to accomplish. And this is something else I want to warn you about, because I've been on both sides of this equation. There may be the perfect person waiting for the opportunity to do that job that you're doing because God sent them to do it, but you won't get out of the way. And so that person doesn't have that opportunity. And the other thing is, sometimes in organizations, we think, well, especially in a church, in a ministry. If I don't do it, you know, it's not going to get done. Sometimes things need to go undone. Because even organizations, God calls them to hard places to grow them, just like he does us. In that organization, there'll be hard places so God can say, hey, you've been doing this all wrong and you need to change what you're doing. So those aren't bad things, you know, for things to go undone sometimes. So I just want to remind you that if you're in a place of saying, well, if I don't do it, it won't get done, that is a place of bitterness. And that's not going to show anybody else God if that's the attitude. So maybe stepping back from that, maybe taking a break, taking a rest, so you can grow in your relationship with God and he can work some of those things out in you. That's number four. Number five, what are the top things that God called you to do? So if we're going to go, like if you need action steps, you know, lots of times on here, I like to give you like, what do I do now kind of action steps. So these are things to think about is your relationship with God, number one. You know, what's your purpose in serving? You know, is there something underlying going on you need to take care of? Maybe it's your attitude, like you need to watch that. And then number five is just thinking about what are the top things that God called you to. I want you to maybe even make a list of those things. But guys, do not make sure you're listing in priority. Make sure you're saying the top thing God called me to do is relationship with him. And I've been serving so much over here, I haven't had time to have a relationship with him. Well, guess what? That's your first thing. You got to make time for that before anything else. And then what about your kids? And when I talk about being with your kids, I'm not talking about putting them in another activity. I'm not talking about making sure they have the perfect matching outfit. You know, I'm talking about the conversations, the quality time with them. That's what I'm talking about. Because if you don't have time, especially if your kids go to school, when your kids go to school, you have such limited time with them. And I'm not saying this in any way of condemnation. If God called you to send your kids to school, that's fine. I'm just saying it's just a reality. So when you do have that limited time with them, make sure that you're not spending that time doing something for somebody else, because that's not the priority. The priority is them and having good relationships with them and, oh my goodness, listening. And they're not going to talk to you if you are not spending quality time with them. So that's something that you need to look at. And then, of course, you know, and your spouse, like if you are trading out work at church and time with your kids and ignoring your spouse, then you're not setting an example of God-ordained priorities for your children or for anybody else for that matter. So once you've gotten that, like, okay, I know the top things God called me to do, and now I know, okay, this is where he wants me to work. This is what I need to let go. Now go do it with your whole heart. Make it a quality thing, right? Make it excellent, not perfection. Perfection is me focused. Perfection is about me and how can I make this perfect so people can see me. That's perfection. Excellence is serving God with your whole heart, and it's serving with joy, and it's serving with gladness in whatever you're doing. So remember that in Colossians 3:23, if you need to grab that verse, it's whatever you do, do it heartily. That's with your whole heart. Working for the Lord, not for human masters. So if you are doing way too much quantity over quality today, then you probably need to go through some of those and work through that. And the other thing is, if you're feeling like, but I want to do more, I want to make more of an impact for God, this is something I want to remind you. Wherever he has put you, you are making an impact. You just can't see down the road. He may have you in a place of refining. He may have you in a place of planting seeds that you don't even know is happening at the moment. He may have you in a place of growing and learning, so later on, you can make that bigger impact. But because you have to do that first. And the other thing is, don't doubt moms what you're doing with your kids. I know I say this a lot, but your kids could be the next Billy Graham. I don't know. They could be something that you may feel like you stay in here with them and you're growing them in God and you're having a relationship and you're cooking and you're cleaning and you're spending the time with them and you're teaching them about God. They may be those that make the big impact, and it's because of what you did here that God put you here to do that. So don't discount that. at all. So I hope this helps you guys. And as always, if you enjoy my podcast, if you can leave me a review wherever you listen, that can just help more people find my podcast. And of course, share with a friend. And if you give me a shout out on Instagram or Facebook, I'll be sure and post that to my story. And I would greatly appreciate it. And I hope you guys have an amazing week. Before you go, I would love to hear from you. Hop over to my Instagram and send me a direct message. I respond to all of them personally, and I would love to meet you. If you have felt blessed by today, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a written review. Take a screenshot of your review or this podcast episode, share to your story and tag me, and I'll give you a shout out. Together, we can help women renew their mind with biblical truth. I drop a new episode every Monday morning, so see you next week.